Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, a fellow broadcaster. And indeed, he has produced for more years than we'd like to remember. Súil na Gael TV. It is broadcast in the New York area on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. on Channel 4, on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 35. And let me welcome to the program a good friend, Mike Penn. How are you, sir?
All right, Adrian. Thanks a lot for inviting me on your program. I greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I think it's we have a tit for tat there. Once in a while, I think on that bloody YouTube or whatever it is, somebody sends on clips of interviews that you've done through the years, and I'm looking at my haircut on each of them. Jeepers, I'll tell you. I think Michael has to get a new. I'm gonna have to switch barbers or something, you know.
It's good. You know, Adrian, I mentioned to Anya we had. The last time we were in at the consulate there for the announcement of Jack Ahern as the Grand Marshal in the city. And
yeah.
I know you had Jack on as last year we
sure.
did a program with him and when he was the Grand Marshal with us in the Rockaways.
You got the jump on that one. And again, you're having by that I mean, friends, that in a couple of weeks' time on St. Patrick's Day, the Grand Marshal of the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade on Fifth Avenue is none other than Jack Ahern, who was the Grand Marshal of the Rockaway Parade, known as the Rockaway Parade. It's actually the Queens County St. Patrick's Day Parade, which will kick off St. Patrick's Month and St. Patrick's Season, as you do each year in Rockaway. Mike Benn is the president, is the committee president of a very active group who many now will say that it is next to the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade, that's the Rockaway Parade, is way up there in second place. And in fact, you know, New York City St. Patrick's Day, they better watch themselves because you seem to get a great parade. And the fact that you get it out there early and it's a lot of fun. And it does an awful lot of good for the Rockaways.
It's, you know what, Adrian, we strive. I mean, the main parade in the city is the premier event worldwide, and everybody tries to emulate that. And thank you for the vote of confidence. I know you have been in honoring our parade, Adrian, and
yeah.
a few years back, and your beautiful wife, Anya, she's been in honoring our parade. Now, because of all the work you do for not alone the Irish community in New York, but, you know, the Queens community as well, you know, and all the coverage that your audience would remember all the coverage you gave us down in the Rockaways here when we had no power or nothing down here.
There are many things I'd probably forget, but I will not forget that on that infamous morning, Hurricane Sandy had visited the East Coast and gave a particularly bad wallop to Rockaway. And as you say, there was no power. There was nothing. But somehow, broadcaster Mike Benn found a way, and that sent the shivers up a great number of people that something that destructive, something we associated with other parts of the United States, actually came in, and the brunt of it was evidenced in the Rockaways.
even today, Adrian, it's hard to visualize the impact unless you actually. Our Grant Morrison this year, Donald Sullivan, who's the CEO of NABLAS, he made on his remarks last week at our Anton's installation day.
Yeah, a packed house, over 400 people?
400 people in the snow, Adrian.
We had, no.
We had snow and everything. We had 440-odd people out at Anton's. Everybody was delighted with that. But, you know, he brought us all back. Everybody said at the dance, he said, Mike, he brought us all back. We relived it. We relived the Army personnel vehicles traveling around. All you seen was there was no boardwalks. The boardwalks were gone. There was no power in any place down here. All the cars were like little Mikado sets. All the cars were thrown up on top of one another, piled on top of one another, not because of placement, just because the water just moved everything out of its way, you know?
And we should remember that among the first responders, we had all the, you had the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, the New York Irish Center in Long Island City, and indeed the Ashling Irish Center in Yonkers, all coordinated by the Irish consul, the deputy consul there, Peter, who cut their shoulders to the wheel, they were there. And it was such a great boost for people who were living comfortably one day and faced that horrific devastation, much of which, unless you have been to the Rockaways, and indeed round in Long Beach there, around the corner from you, and obviously parts of Brooklyn, but particularly in the Rockaways, there are very few words to describe that awful, awful devastation, that attack from Mother Nature.
You know, you hit the nail on the head there, Adrian. All the coastline community all around. You know, sometimes you live in an event that impacts your life. And, you know, people are still down here. They're still... they're still just not right after it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it'll take. It's, you know what? Now, when you look at the coastline over in Ireland, and you see those up down in Sligo and Mayo,
and down to Clare, Kerry, Cork.
Course, you see the Mother Nature there whipping that water over and.
Yeah.
That's the way it was. I mean, you know, and you feel empathy with the people because you know exactly what they're going through.
Yeah.
You know, like you said. But you hit the nail on the head, Adrian, with all the Irish centers. Nobody can visualize or think of all the centers, the Emerald Isle, Ashling, Irish. They had hot food down here in St. Camillus and St. Francis. They had food lines set up there. And all the ladies and men from all the areas that came down and volunteered their services to these organizations, they delivered clothing, they delivered food. Everybody ate hot food every day, soup. And I tell you, it was never, never, never more well received than in those days.
And bear in mind that the little that some of the volunteers down there would know about Rockaway is that of course it was known for decades as the Irish Riviera, and as such, to have that image, and for many people, you know, the fond memories, the generations of people who had thought of Rockaway, as I say, as the Irish Riviera, and as you know, Ireland's 33rd county, many, many names, but there were a lot of memories there. But for the people who showed up, many of them were young, hadn't had an opportunity even to go to Rockaway and to get down there. But I want to ask you before we get on to your parade, and what about people? I know there has been tremendous rebuilding efforts, a lot of stories. Some people did very well by virtue of the grants, the government grants. Others did very poorly. But what about those whose homes, whose houses, whose dwelling, going back generations, were wiped out altogether? There is not, there really isn't much of a chance to rebuild, at least in that particular area. What happens to them, and how involved are they with your own community?
Well, that's the whole thing, Adrian. There's a lot of unanswered questions down here. There's a lot of, you have all these organizations that sprout up, and everybody is, you know, everybody's talking, nobody's listening, or there's nobody coming out with anything definitive. They had the other people, basically. I know we're on the radio, so I'll keep the answer. But a lot of people, their insurance companies gave the business to everybody. I mean, ridiculous. The biggest joke of all was these insurance companies. You carry the world of insurance, and you come down, they tell you right off the bat you're not covered. Because the water was in your basement, that's where all your damage came from. Yeah. The water came up through the basement to the first floor, washed out the duped houses, and by the by, you're not covered. Mm. And people that had homes for a lot of years, Adrian, like you said, was passed down from generation to generation, basically up in Breezy and Rockaway, the Irish Riviera, where everybody, they used to come down to the Irish Circle there in Woods's and all the house, and where everybody met their wives, their husbands and wives for years. You know, it was, you know, and that was the vacation resort. I mean, you have beautiful coastline down there.
Yeah.
You know, and you had all the Irish music and all the trappings here, and people didn't have to travel far. But It's just the FEMA guidelines, the height guidelines now, the restrictions on the height from the water. Nobody can give you an answer. I mean, they have architects going around here now. People are building monster houses back up. A lot of, I think, you know what they said is, they said the people actually that had, you hate to say it, but the people that actually that suffered with having their homes burned to the ground are the ones actually that are doing the best because of insurance purposes. But the people that had just water damage and stuff, they all got the hosing. They're still getting hosed.
Yeah.
Hosed from the ocean, now you're getting hosed from your insurance. Yeah?
All right. It was friends, for those who are listening to the program, my guest, Mike Benn, television producer, and for many known as Mr. Rockaway. There's a lot of, as you say, there's a lot to be done. There's a lot of shaking out to be done yet. One, and the insurance companies, the varied government agencies, many dragging their feet and whatever. But one of the things we do know about Rockaway is that Rockaway did not die under the attack. Rockaway has risen, and indeed Rockaway is personified by its great sense of rebirth and of taking the worst situation and getting up and getting on with it. And that's very evident. Among the other side of the picture, which is that Rockaway, many sections of Rockaway and Breezy and Far Rockaway, that whole section there, still looks like that you don't have to look too far for evidence of Hurricane Sandy. It's still very obvious down there, and hopefully, with the passage of time, it will again get back to some kind of normality. We do know, though, that was October, and by March of last year, you somehow got what it took to put on a great parade, a St. Patrick's Day parade. And as you said, you know, with the guest of honor, who is this year's for the St. Patrick's Day parade here in New York, it showed that the spirit was very much there, and that Rockaway will continue to rise, and the scars for those who are, for those who continue to suffer and not know where they stand one way or the other, indeed will be overcome as well. Can we talk about your St. Patrick's Day parade starting on the 1st of March, the first one up?
We have a fantastic Grand Marshal this year. I know you know him personally.
Sure.
Donald O'Sullivan. He's the CEO of NAVLIS. We have our Queensborough President, Melinda Katz. Melinda's been a good friend of the parade committee, our newly elected Borough President.
Right.
Our honorary Grand Marshal this year, along with Tom Giblin from Assemblyman. You know Thomas, Roscommon man.
The Roscommon man, indeed. He's currently in his fourth term as Assemblyman, and he caters to his constituents, and of course he represents them in Trenton, New Jersey.
Right.
But the Giblin family indeed have been very, very prominent for decades in their involvement in Irish causes, Irish community. They've given that the office.
Oh yeah, big time. Thomas is a gentleman. He carries himself extremely well. Yeah.
Now let me ask you. Usually, there is one very prominent figure at the Rockaway Parade, Senator Chuck Schumer, and of course Joe Crowley, Congressman. And we leave out some of the others since we don't know what the situation is going to be with let me just call it a change in City Hall. However, let's skip over that one because we'll be able to we know for sure next Saturday. Tell us about the lead up to, and you definitely you start your day. With a tremendous crowd for a morning mass.
Yes, indeed, Adrian. At 9 a.m. mass at St. Francis de Sales. We have a full church every year there. It's a great way to start the day off. We have all the pageantry involved with it. We have our lineups. We have the full choir there. Beautiful ceremony, service,
yep.
Mass, and we invite the priests from all the parishes around to co-participate in the Mass, you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
That leads on to our, right after the Mass, we have our breakfast brunch at the Knights of Columbus, where our honorees receive their proclamations and stuff from the elected
right.
officials that are there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back up to the start of the parade. At we come up at 12:30, and we have our events at 129th and Newport Avenue, where the parade.
Right.
Is. And we kick off exactly 1 o'clock. David Lee does our anthems. David, you've heard sing before.
Sure. Yes.
Here, he does our anthems, and we are.
And off you go.
We can close the whistle, and off we go.
It, we know that a couple of former mayors, Bloomberg in particular, who would go to a parade four times in the same day if you could do it, says that you the Rockaway Parade is a fine long parade, so you wouldn't want now to be dilly-dallying. If you had a little bit of practice, that wouldn't do you any harm either. It's a good long.
Yeah, you stretch your legs out, you know. Bloomberg never missed a year. He was good, and Giuliani before him, they all showed up and they all marched every year with us.
Yeah. And then there are a couple of things too. One of the things that I would like to point out, friends, is that there is a subway line, the A train, to Rockaway, to Beach 116th Street, is a very good way to go. I know that there are bus routes, particularly from areas of Queens like Woodside. It's very accessible. And then, you know, you have a lot of things. The viewing stand is at 105th Street and Rockaway Beach Boulevard there, right?
That's it, Adrian. Mm-hmm. This year we got probably 28 bands. We have marching bands, bagpipe bands, school bands, college bands.
Right. And they come as far away as, New Jersey, Connecticut. There.
And they come, actually, New Haven, Connecticut are coming down here. Last year we had really far places, and Maine, bands from Maine came down last year, but that was a special year. But we invite any Irish-based community groups to submit their applications, and if we have room, we get them into the parade. We have 10 divisions. We have probably 10 divisions, probably about 12. Some units have 12, 15 marching units in each division. So you figure it out. We have over 100 marching units in the parade. So the parade starts at 1. It usually goes to 4:30, quarter to 5.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then after that, we have our award ceremony, and we give, we have some food and stuff for the kids for an hour and stuff.
Absolutely. No one will go hungry. You have, it's a great day. It is a very significant day. And, again, for those who perhaps haven't been to Rockaway for, you know, a dog's age, it is the place to be. And hopefully the weather will have picked up a little bit, but that never stopped anybody before, because there are so many places holding so many great memories in Rockaway. Definitely they put on a great show, and it is, in one sense, whereas it might be the second largest parade after the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade, it's also a very homey parade with a tremendous amount of entertainment and goodwill. And good luck to you with that one. And again, to Tom Gibbon and to Donald O'Sullivan. And by the way, for those who are wondering, you know, the name of his company, Navalis. Well, if you want to know how it's spelled, try spelling Sullivan backwards. And that's it. You'll come up with Navalis there. And you'd be very, you could come across as being very smart that you were able to figure that one out now, but we gave the formula. Mike Benn, my friend, again, as always, we send our very, very best wishes to Rockaway. And for years and years, I was very happy to be very much a part of the Rockaway parades down there as a coordinator and bringing and meeting a great number of people. Sadly, many of them not around anymore. But I'll tell you one thing: you want to get a good flavor for one of the best parades in the United States. Try Rockaway. Friends, the Queens County Parade, the Rockaway Parade, will give a great, great kickstart to St. Patrick's Month. My colleague and fellow broadcaster, Mike Benn, who is the president of the committee. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Adrian, and thanks for all your support through the years. We appreciate it, all right?
Thank you. Thank
you. Stop on the air, okay?
Yes. And, friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.